Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 28th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. After meeting with representatives from the online financial giant Ant Group over the weekend, the People's Bank of China announced a plan for the company to rectify its regulatory violations across its lending, insurance, and wealth management services. While not explicitly calling for the company to be broken up, the bank called on Ant to return to its roots as a payment company with more transparency on transactions, protect user data privacy, establish a financial holding company, and revamp its credit, insurance, and wealth management businesses in accordance with regulations. Ant Group said it was creating a task force to be in compliance with the People's Bank and is setting up a firm timetable for changes. Xiaomi launched its new flagship, the Mi 11 phone, in China, the first phone to launch with the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 chipset. The phone includes a 6.81-inch 2K AMOLED 120Hz screen capable of 1500 nits of brightness, comes with 8 or 12 gigabytes of RAM, and 128 or 256 gigabytes of storage. Rear cameras include a 108-megapixel main camera, 13-megapixel ultrawide, and 5-megapixel telephoto macro sensor, with Xiaomi offering a new night videography mode. The phone is currently only available in China. A global release will follow, starting at 3,999 yuan. The company confirmed the Mi 11 will not include a charger, citing environmental concerns. A recent software update to Tesla vehicles showed the company is working on a new music service integrations with Amazon Music, Audible, and Apple Music. Tesla vehicles currently integrate with Spotify, with CEO Elon Musk announcing Tidal integration was coming soon. There's no indication when these integrations would be ready for launch. Amazon will no longer offer the Kindle Owners Lending Library as of January 4, 2021. This service launched in 2011, letting Kindle owners borrow one ebook from a limited library per month. Lending for Kindle, which lets Kindle users lend out their purchased ebooks, remains available. The analysts at Counterpoint Research report that MediaTek became the largest smartphone chipset vendor in Q3 with 31% market share. Qualcomm fell to second with 29% market share, remaining the largest 5G chipset vendor with 39% of that market. On the year, MediaTek saw market share growth across emerging markets, up 5% in the Middle East and Africa, 11% in India, and 22% in Latin America. Last week, Reuters sources said Apple was targeting 2024 for the production of a new electric vehicle. However, according to a new note by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, 2025 to 2027 would be the earliest launch window possible, with 2028 or later likely if any issues occurred during development. Kuo further said Apple's key success factor will need to be big data and AI rather than hardware, but said this presents a challenge as the current self-driving car brands will have accumulated at least 5 years of big data by the time Apple's car comes to market. Wired reports that ChatRoulette, the video chat app that randomly pairs users, has seen traffic triple since the start of 2020, up to 4 million monthly visitors, its most since 2016. Women now account for 34% of users, up from 11% in 2018. In 2019, the platform's founder, Andrei Turnovsky, brought in a new leadership team with machine learning expertise. ChatRoulette now uses AI tools from Hive to moderate content, offering a moderated experience in the random chat channel, along with an unmoderated channel. The company plans to remove the unmoderated channel in the middle of 2021. The company says moderation has cut down on inappropriate content by 75%. TechCrunch reports that venture funding in India fell 35% on the year to $9.3 billion. According to the consultancy firm Traxen, this is the first time since 2016 venture funding fell below $10 billion annually. Overall, deals were down 9% in the year to 1,088, with 20 funding rounds over $100 million, totaling $3.6 billion, compared to 26 rounds in 2019, accounting for $7.5 billion. And finally, open source developer Lauri Kasanen released a new port of the Linux kernel for the Nintendo 64. While not the first port of the kernel for the console, prior attempts weren't aimed at potentially upstreaming it to the mainline Linux kernel. Kasanen said having Linux availability on the console makes it easier to port emulators. The binary for the 64-bit MIPS build is available on GitHub and can be loaded onto the N64 with a flash cart. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.